my brother bought a kayak and we like bought a blow up pool and we put it in that and stuff and we'd bake and stuff. So it was pretty fun. We'd go down to the beach because we were allowed out once a day and like it's kind of exercise. So we went out and like we tried to have as much fun as possible and make the most of it. And like me and my brother, we'd always go in it and I'd like tip it upside down on him and he got really mad at me. I thought it wasn't true. I thought it was like going to be a week's thing and then it will pass. I didn't think that we'd be staying at home for that long. I thought once it was over and everyone had a little scare, it'd be done. My mum had to like tell me that it was like actually going to happen. She was like, you're going into lockdown. You're going to have to be at home. This is going to be something you'll tell many generations and stuff and everyone will know. I was so worried. I like spent days where I wouldn't come out of my room and I wouldn't talk to anybody. And the only person who would like come in my room is my mum and try to get me to come down and talk to the family and stuff. And it was really hard. Like there was these things that I never thought I'd be thinking, like, how am I gonna deal with everything and stuff? And it was like, you're on your own for it, you know? You're like, you're never gonna have someone who's gonna think the same thing as you. So like, you're on your own for all of it. I couldn't deal with it. I had to like go back to school. And like, that's really weird for people to say, like you would never hear somebody say, I want to go back to school, but I really wanted to. I don't think I could have like, you know, lived anymore without not going to school after that. I didn't feel connected to my friends in the first lockdown. I think the second lockdown was more when I did it. But in the first lockdown, I would probably like text them once a day or something and try to stay close to them as much as I could. The first lockdown, I tried to do as much schoolwork as I could to like distract myself from it. Like, it was really hard though, because I couldn't like focus on something when in the back of my mind there was always the thing where like someone in my family could die or somebody could, you know, someone close to me could die. But then we like did fun things in my house, like we'd try to make it as fun as possible. I would try and just like avoid everything that had to do with Corona. I would like not be a part of social media if it was going to be that. But I think social media really came together after that and like people were trying to lift other people's spirits, and that's when mental health and stuff really came into the picture. So I think it wasn't that bad with social media and stuff. I really thought that social media was one of the most positive things throughout the like whole lockdown and stuff, even though there was always this stuff that was about coronavirus and how you may die and stuff. But I think there was like these things, there's just little things like how to make banana bread and stuff like that, like the things that we've all seen on TikTok, but like it's stupid because it's like these things that will make you happy and stuff, and they'll always be there, and like there'll be those memories and things and you'll always get to see them. I want to be on stage. I want to like get my voice heard and stuff. I mean, there's a drama school that I think I'm going to go to, so I think I'm probably going to quit dancing and go to that. I don't think people would value young people. I think things like this are the only way we'd get heard. If we wouldn't go to like places and get our voices heard, we're not allowed to say things without people thinking that something's wrong with us. And like, people are thinking because we're young, we have no idea what we're talking about and that everything's like stupid what we say. And like, the only thing that we're good at is, you know, making arguments and stuff. I think if we could all survive this lockdown and everything, if we could deal with the fact that there's always a part of us that will never forget this, this is going to be something that we can do. You can like do anything. You can say to people, I went through a pandemic. I can obviously do something that I'd never wanted to do. Like, I feel like in lockdown, it was the part that I mostly discovered that I wasn't doing enough to like do something I wanted to do in the future. That was the part where I was like really thinking about stuff. So I feel like anyone can do anything because we've survived this so much.